BBC Radio Wales with me, Jason Mohammed. Good to have your company this morning. Our lines are open. Number to ring on any of our stories, 03700 100 110. You call us and we shall get you on the air. Well, let's talk about Debenhams, because the fashion retailer Boohoo has bought the brand and website for £55 million. However, it will not take on any of the firm's remaining 118 high street stores or its workforce. So basically, another big brand has left the high street. So will you miss Debenhams? And also, what about those other iconic Welsh stores of the past? David Morgan, David Evans with their food halls and haberdasheries. Wonderful experience shopping in those. So your shopping memories, please. And also, will shopping ever be the same as it was back in the day? Simon on Twitter says, Woolies, very, very sad to see further iconic retail losses. Memories of Woolworths. Pick a mix, 7 inches. Remember those? Josephine in Cumbran has just phoned us to say, hey, Jason, we still have David Evans in Cumbran. In fact, they're refurbishing the outside. That's good news, Josephine. And Luke says, I had an awesome 10 years working at Pavilion Clothing in Cardiff. I miss it lots. Oh, I mentioned Pavilion Clothing yesterday, actually, Luke, on the show. Right then, Chris Field is on the line, retail analyst. Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
Good, Jason. Nice to talk to you.
Very good to have you, Chris. I suppose in many ways this was on the cards, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yes. Over a year ago, even before the pandemic, I think the writing was on the wall for the department store, sadly.
Yeah. Are we ever going to see them back again like we experienced back in the day? In Cardiff, we had David Morgan. We still got Howells in Cardiff, or are they finished?
I'm afraid they're finished. I mean, the sector as a whole is finished. There may well be a little bit of space left for a smaller specialist department store, but that category has gone, I'm afraid.
Do we know why Boohoo have bought this then, if they have no intention of keeping the high street stores?
If you think about Amazon, and you think about that as a kind of online department store or marketplace, as they like to call themselves, that is the future. And that is the model that Boohoo and others, including ASOS, you saw yesterday, they're looking to buy various brands. It's all about the brands and the suppliers and the relationships and the supply chain, and not about the stores. So the department store of the future is online. In fact, right, it's already online.
Okay, so that means the warning signs are there for the other department stores then out there. And I'm thinking, you know, in London, in Leeds, in Manchester, Harvey Nichols, Selfridges, Harrods in London, of course, here in Cardiff, we've got a John Lewis. Is the writing on the wall for those, Chris, or can they survive this?
You named a few specialists. I think for the likes of Selfridges, who do focus on brands and work very closely with their brands, that's a really specialist experience, and I think people will still go to visit that. Ditto Harrods. John Lewis, perhaps a question mark, not so much on the name as a whole, but on the numbers of stores, and after all, over half their business is now online anyway. So I think there is room for some real specialists, people with real focus, who make it fun and exciting. But I'm sorry to say, whilst it is sad to hear about Debenhams and other larger chains, it wasn't a very exciting experience, and now we can't even go shopping. When we can again, I don't think we're going to be flooding back to those kinds of stores.
Heartbreaking for the staff, this, isn't it, Chris?
Completely, yes. But I'm afraid to say, I'd like to say, yes, there are other jobs in retail available to them, and certainly there are up to a point. But I'm sorry to say, and I think the British Retail Consortium will bear this out, that the total numbers of people working in what we understand as traditional retail will continue to fall, I'm afraid.
So where does this leave our high street, our city centres then, Chris? It's all very well if you're a big city centre, but if you're a smaller town and you're losing the likes of Debenhams, and we've already lost BHS and those other iconic brands that I mentioned at the start of this hour, where's that going to leave the town centres?
Yes, it can't all be coffee shops, can it?
I mean, no.
There are streets in London that I've walked down thinking, do we need even more restaurants? But I think actually, if you make it exciting, you make it fun, you make it specialised, people will come. And I think there's huge pent-up demand from all of us sitting in front of our PCs at home, wanting to get back to something that we would describe as exciting. So there is a future, but it's more mixed. I think you're going to see more residential. You're going to see more apartments on top of stores. Walk along any high street, look up above a shop. What do you see? You see an empty room. So I think there is room for some residential. I think there's room for some more services. There's certainly a boom in local retail, which again is all about understand their customers, a little bit like retail 100 years ago. You know your customers, be local, be relevant, and they will come.
Good advice, Chris. Nice to talk to you. That's Chris Field, our retail analyst. Let's go to Megan in Narberth. Good morning.